updates on Jarvis Moss?
Nothing. Still, it's like I said, personal situation, and I'm gonna respect that. So I'm not gonna talk about, you know, Jarvis. If he, when he gets here, or when he's back, then, you know, hopefully we'll move forward.
Brandon left the field early today.
I don't know anything about it yet. We'll see. You know. And you know I wouldn't tell you anyway if I did. So.
Hey, I'm still going to ask.
That's right. No, he left the field. I don't know, you know, to what extent it, you know, or what it was. So we'll find out when we get in here.
Three or four practices in now. Can you evaluate your outside linebackers, how they transition?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're doing a lot of little things better each day. There's still, you know, some things, obviously, that they got to improve. The biggest thing with that position is you got to do everything and be physical at the same time. And so, you know, there's some plays where they're real physical, but they don't necessarily perform the technique perfectly, or vice versa. And then there's certainly plays where they're looking really good. So they're playing hard. They're trying to learn every single day, and they're really making strides in each practice, which is good to see.
How particular about Tim Crowder? How does he fit as an outside linebacker better than maybe?
No better, no worse than anybody else that's playing it. He's big, he's thick. You know, he can move, he can drop into some zone coverage, which is about all we're asking those guys to do. And you know, but he's showed up in the running game some. He's made a few plays getting into the pocket in the passing game. You know, as a pass rusher. So you know, some of them, like I said, sometimes they're playing linebacker, sometimes they're playing end, and those guys have all played end at one time or another. And now the linebacker thing, I think it's kind of starting to grow on every single one of them.
Is 3-4 a better fit for him than maybe a 4-3?
I don't really know. You know what I mean? When we evaluated Tim in the spring, we saw him move around, and he can do some things that are, you know, that are valuable at that spot. So the way he can move, and hopefully, you know, with his size, he can play on the edge the way we want him to. And I don't really know, you know, necessarily value one way or the other, but I think he can fit in this defense, and he's certainly going out there every day and working hard.
Josh, what have you seen out of Alphonso Smith so far?
He's, you know, he's made some rookie mistakes like he did in the spring, but he's also making some plays on the ball. He's fixed some things. He was here quite a little bit in the summer, and that's a credit to him. He's in decent condition, which is always helpful when you're in here in training camp, running against these receivers. And you know, he's competing every day. He's trying to work on the little things, and he's definitely showed up. You know, he's around the ball. He made an interception today. Got his hands on a few balls the last couple of days. So, you know, he had a lot of ball production coming out. It's one of the things we really liked about him, and it's starting to show its face here in training camp.
Joshua, obviously, you're waiting for some dominoes to fall in the first round to sign these guys. Not, you know, some dominoes have fallen around Ayers especially. What's the word?
Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we're working at it every day, or every hour, or half hour, or 5 minutes, trying to get this thing done. And it's just a matter of we're working together with them, and they're working with us. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to get frustrated with the process. We've got a lot of things to work on with the players that are out here. And you know, hopefully it's done very soon. And when it's done, you know, we'll look forward to getting him in here and trying to play catch up.
You like what you saw from Elvis after? Like you. Gave him some one-on-one coaching.
Over here really. In the one-on-one
period. Yeah, and then he looked like he had a good teamwork.
Yeah, he, you know, I think, like I said, those are the things that he's starting to improve on every day. And that whole group is really, like I said, some of those things they're doing for the first time, and some of them they're really starting to get comfortable with. So, you know, he made some adjustments with his hands, and Elvis has got long arms for a shorter player. He's got really long arms. And when he gets his hands into the blocker first, it's hard to control Elvis. So made strides, and I think he's, you know, like I said, every day he comes out and he works his butt off to try to improve.
Any update, test results on Clements?
No, Nick, you know, won't be out here probably for the next few days, but nothing serious, and hopefully he'll be back here soon.
Thanks,
you got it. Thanks.